pretty good so far. As you know, we have three separate sessions, the 12-week session, the 3-week session, and the 6-week session. We know a bit about what happened in the 12-week and the 3-week session. Of course, we just started on Monday with the 6 weeks, and while we know class sizes look respectable and promising, we don't have any data on the third session. The 12-week session is up from last year. I would say, and again, we're dealing with preliminary figures and perhaps estimates, but something in the neighborhood maybe of 20%. And the 3-week session is up not so much, but maybe 10%, something of that sort. So we'll have better numbers later, but it looks as if we're going to be up in both sessions rather substantially. Of course, as our numbers get larger, our percentages get smaller because we are building on the increases of the past, but we continue to be growing rather well in summer sessions.
Right now you're going on registration with the six-week session. I know you don't have any numbers, but does it look like it's up also?
It looks as if it is, but we don't have the numbers. And, of course, we have another variable that confounds the issue, and that is the 4th of July holiday right in the middle of the week. And students can still register today and at the very last day tomorrow, Friday. And so we don't know whether some would have taken the holidays and come in late, so we really don't have the we don't have a good feel for what's going to happen in the 6 weeks. But certainly we do know from the students already registered that it's going to be a good, solid session.
Now this year in summer sessions we had a greater selection. What were some of those expanded offerings?
We tried to move out into some of the physical sciences more than we had in the past. We're giving physics with its lab, we have the biology, which we had given before, three chemistry classes, and we've tried some conservation courses in land resource management. We are even giving some courses in marine sciences at Seward this year. So we continue to broaden out. We're giving a few courses in engineering this year, which we've done very sparely in the past. And so that's the main, it's a horizontal expansion more than vertical.
What's the response been to the expanded
offerings? Some of the basic science courses are doing fairly well. Some of the others are not terribly heavily enrolled. We have some small classes there, whether it's that students need to realize that these kinds of classes are going to be available in the summer, or whether there just isn't the demand for these courses in the summer, whether students are spending their time in the field and other things, we don't know. But we do have some small enrollments in some of these new experimental courses that we're trying.
This year you probably have about the largest offering we've ever had in summer sessions.
Yes, we continue to of course, as our resources continue to expand and our income, we continue to add more courses. And so it's probably going to be true that we will continue to add courses each summer in an incremental way. And so, yes, that's correct. This is our largest number of course offerings, I think, that we've ever provided.
Now, what do we do for faculty during the summer? Where do they come from? Who are they?
In the, again, I have to break down the three sessions. In the 12-week session, these are almost all resident faculty members or people from the community. It's not practical in most cases to try to bring a visiting professor up for 3 months. He or she couldn't get away from their other assignment for that long, and of course the housing and these kinds of problems. So our 12-week is almost all continuing faculty plus people from the community. In the 3 and 6 weeks, we do draw on visiting professors in very specialized areas. Also, we have a number of continuing faculty members teaching in each of these sessions, but we do draw more heavily on the visiting professors in the shorter sessions.
Why do we want visiting professors?
Several reasons. We can often bring a person in who is highly specialized in a course when we might not have a faculty member, a regular faculty member, who has this particular expertise. Also, I think it gives students an opportunity. We still are overall a relatively small university, and many times students in a certain major will keep seeing the same professor over and over again. An example of this is in the criminal justice area. There are only 2 or 3 people teaching in this program, and so the student who majors in this area is going to get a lot of work from the same people. We were able to bring Dr. Teske up this summer from Oklahoma State, who is a specialist in victimology, and he taught a very successful course to majors in criminal justice, and they simply would not, A, have had this specialty from resident faculty, and B, it was an opportunity for them to see different people and get different perspectives.
Now, in addition to the 3, 6, and 12-week sessions, aren't there a number of specialized programs and workshops? And could you talk about a couple of them? And why?
Sure. Yes, and we've dealt with the major sessions with the uniform start-stop dates. We also have things starting and stopping virtually at all times. We are, for example, in collaboration with the State Department of Education, putting on a leadership academy that will start, I think, in 2 weeks. And that is a two-week course, and it will draw about 100 principals and others who will be dealing with the leadership aspects of school improvement. And that's just an example of something that will be starting and stopping at a different time. We have a computer course called Quill, teaching writing skills through use of computers. That also has a specific start, specific stop. So these kinds of specialized things, you're correct, are sprinkled throughout the summer.
I've jumped around quite a bit. Is there anything I haven't mentioned that you think needs to be included?
One of the problems, and I guess it's really a promise, but as we are expanding and getting more students, we are finding that the support services in the summer are lagging behind the enrollment growths. We're getting some fairly long lines and a little bit of grumbling in terms of the food service, which is all at the Wood Center, and that facility was not really built to accommodate large numbers of students. We have need for longer library hours as we get more students needing the books and a larger array of courses with heavy requirements and demands on library time. So we do need to, and again, it was the chicken or the egg in the past. We didn't have the students, so we couldn't justify the support services. And now that we're getting the students, we are going to have to give serious concern to fattening up these support facilities.
Good.